Saturday, September 11th, 2008. Promises on the economy fooling us, fooling Ma. President Ma Ying-jeou clarified his 633 economic platform, GDP growth of 6%, 3% unemployment, and per capita income of $30,000 by saying the targets were to be achieved by 2016, his statement provoked accusations of reneging on election promises and sparked a sell-off on the stock market. On September 5th, he again changed his tune, saying the $30,000 target was already set to be achieved by 2016. The other two targets can be achieved within my first term. What Ma is telling us is that while we have to wait until 2016 for the $30,000, his government will have a goal at reaching the other two goals by 2012. I find myself doubting whether Ma already understands his own policies, or what his repeated adjustments really mean in economic terms. First, with regard to the economic growth rate, the original target of Ma's election platform was presumably to maintain an average annual growth rate of 6% for 4 years rather than to achieve 6% growth only in the last year of his term. Leaving decimal points aside and speaking in terms of simple interest, if GDP were to fall 6% for each of the 3 years of Ma's term, thus shrinking 18% over the whole 3 years, only to grow by 6% in the 4th year of his term, would that mean that Ma's economic policy had achieved its targets? Of course not, because Taiwan's economy would have declined by 12% during Ma's presidency. Any president with such a record would surely be kicked out of the office. If, on the other hand, Ma means that he can maintain 6% growth on average over 4 years, then the target is unattainable. Why? Because if the growth rate falls below 6% in the first year, then it gets that much harder to achieve 6% average growth over the 4 years. For the first 12 months for which Ma can be held accountable, that is, from his inauguration on May 20th to May 20th next year, it is already clear that the economy will grow by less than 4%. That means that growth would have to be 6.7% or more in each of the following 3 years to reach an overall average of 6%. By judging by Taiwan's economic performance in recent years, GDP will not grow by 6.7% annually for those 3 years. Second, Ma wants to bring unemployment down below 3%, which of course means keeping it below 3% on average over the 4 years, rather than only in the last year. To illustrate the point, if the unemployment rate in each of the first 3 years of Ma's presidency were to be 10%, and then in the fourth year it were to come down to 3%, it would mean that many people were unemployed for the first 3 years and only found work in the fourth year. In Taiwan's case, that would not be an admirable achievement, but rather a miserable one, so it cannot be what Ma has in mind. What we have seen, though, over Ma's first 100 days in government is that the employment situation keeps deteriorating. The target of bringing unemployment down far enough in the next 3 years to achieve an average of less than 3% for Ma's term is, therefore, mere wishful thinking. Third, if Taiwan's per capita income for this year is $18,000 and the figure grows by 6% each year, then in 2016 it would be $28,689, not far short of the promised $30,000. If, however, the target is not met, then real per capita income would not reach $30,000 even by the end of a second term in office, 2016. In conclusion, either Ma is fooling himself or he is trying to fool the rest of us.